calling Dorothy Jane with eSystems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Good evening. Let me get straight to the point, because I love you, and a lot of things continue to happen, and you should know, hopefully, about the interaction I had with your dad. Your dad's understanding of Scripture is pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. So he's either using it to rationalize his thoughts, or he just simply has no idea what it says. I made a very, it was easy to punch holes through the things he said today on the description of marriage. It was child's play, and it concerns me, because I'm afraid that he's the one you're following, not the Lord. And I want you to know the Lord I know, the one who's offered grace to me, the one who's shown his mercy and his majesty. Not the one who turns to the state, not the one who twists the words of Scripture, not the one who turns to the Talmud, but the one who bows his knee to the Lord and accepts the grace and the love the Lord offers, accepts the reconciliation the Lord has offered to us as his elect, and then reconciles with each other as the Lord commands. Your dad is refusing. He's now telling me he's going to block his emails. Well, obviously, he's decided to put the pressure up, and I'm putting it up even harder, much harder. I'm obviously going to make this a lot louder, and I think it's very clear. You should also have received an email from me with a video and other things with a request to the kids. I'm trying to build a library to make it all the clearer that what is happening is in the violation of the law of the Lord and the law of the state. I am going to do what I can to break through your dad, the institutional church, and whatever other barrier to get to my wife and children, to show them love, to show them the grace of the Lord, to show them that one person at least is at the table seeking reconciliation and willing to communicate. And if I have to shout to the world to do that, you know very well I will. Remember the man you married, the guy who was the pro-life advocate, who was clumsy, but he did try to stand with the Lord. I am far more mature in that, and I'm doing it all the louder and all the stronger, especially to reconcile with my wife, because I love her. I love her intensely. Dorothy Jane, I hope you will see that, and you will see that soon. The man who loves you is not your dad, it's me. And the grace of the Lord has been very profound in my life, and I'd love to share that with you.